Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, something happened to me so amazing. It's an amazing, beautiful story. Now, interestingly, yesterday, one of the stories I told was actually a story told by the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Eliade, about the Baal Shem Tov. And it was a simple story, really. The Baal Shem Tov used to go to different towns and villages and speak publicly to the Yidden there about a few different topics. One of the main ones was the preciousness of every single Jew, how every single Jew is precious in Hashem's eyes and has wonderful treasures, spiritual treasures within, and midos, tovos, and so forth. And of course, part of the reason was because in those days, many times the scholars of the Jewish people, may they be blessed, did not appreciate the greatness of Jewish people who were not scholars. And the Baal Shem Tov was trying to point out that every single Jewish person is infinitely precious. Maybe he or she doesn't learn that much, has not had an opportunity to learn, and so forth, but every Jewish person is gold. Okay, that was mainly the Baal Shem Tov story. Today, something happened to me which knocked me over, so to speak. A Jew came over to me in shul, and this is a fairly simple person, not very learned necessarily, sincere, you know, doesn't necessarily catch every single mitzvah and so forth, but it's definitely his heart is in it, and he's growing, there's Yiddishkeit and so forth. He came over to me, and he was holding a piece of paper with a chapter of Tillim typed on it and a few notes. And he said, "Rabbi Karp, I want to just show this to you. You see this paper? This is chapter, I think he said 108 in Tehillim, not even sure." And he said, "You once asked me to say this chapter." I said, "Really? I don't remember." He said, "Yeah, it was 2014, and the Arabs had attacked using a tunnel and kidnapped three young Israeli teenage boys, and unfortunately they had been murdered. And a whole war started about it. The IDF went to war, Israel went to war, and they were very concerned about these tunnels that the Arabs were making, and they were destroying the tunnels, and it became a whole war. And you came over to Arminian over here, when Arminian was in that other building, and you assigned everybody a chapter of Tillim. You said that each person should take a different chapter, and this would together, you know, our teamwork together, each one saying that a particular chapter each day would give tremendous help, blessing, whatever it was that you said to the soldiers in their war, in their battles. And I've been saying it ever since. Now, this is many years ago. This is now from 2014, 9 years, 9 years, excuse me, 10 years. 10 years. And I didn't remember it at all. Literally, I didn't remember it at all, the whole conversation, the whole event. But he remembered, and he said that I had asked people to sign up and take a chapter of Tillim. He took this one every morning before davening. He says this chapter of Tillim. Now, if we want to look for a precious, good character trait in a Jew, I'm not sure if we could find a more precious one than this. I'm sure we can. But this is a tremendous, beautiful character trait that he's asked to say Tillim by somebody. And 9 years later, he's still saying it. Wow. I was very impressed. And this is the essence of every single Jewish person. Every single Jewish person is full to overflowing with goodness, kindness, love for Hashem. Now, it could be the person doesn't realize it because we're in the galus and there's a lot of other influences. But the inner essence of every Jew is like this. Just so good and so kind and so solid and so connected to Hashem. And therefore, what do we do about it? Okay, it's a nice story. What do we do about it? What we do is we try to look at every single Jew with a positive eye. in a positive way. And one way that we can learn how to do that is by learning Chassidus, because Chassidus emphasizes the inner essence of everything, which the inner essence is God, is Hashem himself. And the inner essence of a Jew is certainly that. And therefore, when we learn Chassidus, in addition to everything else we're learning, of course, we have to learn Gemara, we have to learn Pesukim, we have to learn Halacha, no question about it. But in addition, as the Rebbeim teach us, learning Chassidus helps us to perceive the godliness in our fellow Jew. And in this way, we can increase our Avos Yisrael, our love of our fellow Jew, and bring the Beis Hamikdash, and bring Mashiach, and bring the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.